A reminder from the NAACP. Don't be fooled. Elections matter. Vote.
Critical infrastructure.
Airlines have added flights out of Heathrow. Some federal employees who focus on countering terrorism in the U.S. have been fired. CBS News Homeland Security correspondent Nicole Skenga has that.
Within the Department of Homeland Security, a little-known office known as CP3, responsible for tens of millions of dollars for counterterrorism programming throughout the United States. Probationary workers were cut there. That workforce has been reduced by about a third.
The Trump administration says it will revoke the temporary status of 532,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans who arrived in the U.S. legally. More on that from CBS's Christian Benavides.
The Biden-era program, known as CHNV, allowed the immigrants to live in the U.S. through sponsorships by U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
In the next 30 days, their work permits and deportation protections will be lapsed and terminated by the Department of Homeland Security, which is warning that if these people do not voluntarily depart the country, they will be arrested and deported.
Officials had stopped processing applications for asylum and visas that might have allowed the migrants to remain in the U.S. longer. The administration has flown another group of migrants to the U.S. military base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, where they'll await deportation. CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez reports.
Two U.S. officials tell us that there was one flight yesterday with 21 migrant detainees on board. We do not know their nationalities, but they will be held there until their home countries can accept their deportation. And we understand that more flights are supposed to happen in the next few days and in the coming weeks as well.
Ukrainian officials say Russian drones have struck Zaporizhia, killing 3 people and wounding 12. Last night's attack also set fire to residential buildings, cars, and infrastructures. Russia had agreed in principle to a limited ceasefire, but there's a dispute about what that deal covers. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Badgers face BYU. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, it's Wisconsin and Brigham Young University tonight in Denver. Badgers forward Nolan Winter. On what kind of team is BYU?
Yeah, I mean, a very tough team, well coached. Shoot the three at a very high level, so going to be a point emphasis for us to limit those. But no, they're really good in transition too, so it's going to be a good game for us and a good test for us for sure.
Game time, 6:25. It was one and done for Marquette, losing last night in the first round to New Mexico, led by head coach Richard Pitino, 75-66. Marquette Shaka Smart after the loss.
Yeah, congrats to New Mexico, Coach Pitino. I thought they won the battle of poise. They were the more poised team over the majority of the game.
Boys high school basketball in the state finals today at the Kohl Center in Madison. Tonight, Racine Park against Tulsa West in Division II, followed by Wisconsin Lutheran versus Marshfield in Division I. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. A nice start to the weekend. A bit of a different finish, though. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the upper 20s. Becoming breezy on Sunday with rain developing, possibly mixed with some snow in the morning. High temperatures in the upper 40s. It's 35 at our studios.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand.
Chandelles. I think we're not alone. We're all here together. Good morning, Saturday morning soundtrack with Rick Johnson here at WRJN. Thank you so much for coming along. Not a half bad day today, but you know, maybe the weekend isn't going to end as nice as it started. Here's the Beatles, Come Together at WRJN.
To the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
And you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey, la,
when you see him coming, better cut out on the double. Spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey, la, my boyfriend's
so look out now, cause he's coming after you.
Hey, la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, la.
It's the WRJN. Good morning to you. It's Rick Johnson. Glad to be here along with you. Just waking up. Yeah, you know what? Go ahead and get that first cup of coffee started in the coffee maker. And, you know, maybe rub your eyes and stretch a little bit if you got to be somewhere. Yep, time to get up right now. And I'll keep you company all the way up until the... Hey, did you see the basketball game last night between Park and Cedarburg? Wow. What a great game. Way too close. You know, that's you're biting your fingernails the whole way down. Of course, Racine Park beat Cedarburg 65-63, right on up to the end. What a great game. Also, some other sports I'd like to tell you about. We're proud to announce our renewed partnership with the Racine Raiders football team. Now, a lot of you asked that the games go back on the air on WRJN again, so guess what? We're going to go ahead and do that. We're going to post the schedule at WRJN.com just as soon as we get it up there. Keep checking it. You're going to find it there. We'll keep up on the team news right on up until the first game in May. You'll hear it all right here at WRJN.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We acknowledge the courageous efforts of Dickie Chappelle. She defied expectations to become the first female war correspondent, reporting from the front lines of World War II and the Korean conflict. Editors at Life magazine and National Geographic called the Milwaukee area woman one of the most respected reporters of her time. Chappelle was 40 years old when she took up parachuting. She then made history by becoming the first woman to be approved by the Pentagon to jump into combat with American troops. Sadly, while on assignment in Vietnam in 1965, she was killed by a landmine. She was the first correspondent, male or female, to die in action. Her fearless pursuit of truth in the face of danger remains an inspiration to us all. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Brittany Merlau.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie.
Mamas and the Papas at WRJN, 98 years strong, WRJN. We've provided local news. We got these timeless hits coming your way, too. Great high school basketball game last night. And Racine Park beat Cedarburg 65-63. So they're headed for state action. And, wow, they haven't done that, what, since I think it was 1960.
Meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice start to the weekend. A bit of a different finish, though. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the upper 20s. Becoming breezy on Sunday with rain developing, possibly mixed with some snow in the morning. High temperatures in the upper 40s. It's 35 at our studios.
Thank you. Can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, but don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. But don't you know I'm caught in a trap?
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Time for that second cup of coffee. As you sit back and contemplate what's going to go on this Saturday, well, there you go. Right now, 36 degrees at Radio Park, and it's going to be, kind of sunny today, and a little bit colder than it was yesterday, somewhere around 40 or so. Beach Boys, California Girls at WRJN.
Well, East Coast girls are hit by really those styles they wear, and the southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright, and the northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all my eyes, tell me what
Well, looks like Mother Winter's not quite done with us yet. Colder today, sunny though. High about 40 degrees. Won't be bad. Tonight, partly cloudy. Becoming mostly cloudy later on. Lows in the upper 20s. So, yep, winter's still around even though it's messing with us. Right now, 36 degrees under partly cloudy skies at WRJN.
Yeah.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, yeah, with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Come again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
spoke and we listened, you wanted the local news and the timeless hits. They are back here on WRJN. Question mark and Mysterio. 96 tears.
2 minute teardrops for one heart to be crying. 2 minute teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now. Since you left me, you're always laughing. Way down at me. But watch out.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. CBS News has obtained a Department of Homeland Security bulletin that warns domestic and foreign terrorists may be targeting the nation's energy infrastructure. Details on that from CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The energy grid is a vulnerable and expansive U.S. critical infrastructure sector that is easy to target.